4.32.
We're talking about great new shopping websites, and I think we have time for one more. Janice, can you tell us about it?
Well, it's called neverlikedanyway.com. It's a very clever name for a website, as you'll hear. This site was the idea of an American woman called Annabel Acton. She was living in New York with her boyfriend, who was English. He had invited her to travel to London with him at Christmas to meet his family. But 5 days before Christmas, they broke up. Now, unlike some of us, Annabel didn't want to sit around crying and eating ice cream. She wanted to do something positive.
So what gave her the idea for the website?
Well, after the breakup, Annabel was left with a plane ticket to London that she didn't need. She also had jewellery that she didn't want anymore, and she had tickets to a concert that she didn't want to go to without her boyfriend. She also had paintings which they had bought together, which she didn't want on her wall anymore. She didn't want any of these things herself, but she thought someone somewhere would probably like to buy them, and that's what gave her the idea to set up the website.
What exactly is it?
Well, it's a website where people who have just broken up with a partner can sell presents and other things that they don't want anymore, maybe because they remind them of their ex, or maybe, as the name suggests, because they never like these things anyway. And the idea, which I think is brilliant, is that they also tell the personal story behind the thing they are selling. Annabel calls it sell and tell.
What kind of things do people sell on the website?
Oh, everything. From something as small as a teddy bear to really expensive things like an engagement ring or a holiday. To give you an idea, today on the site, one seller is offering a 3-day honeymoon package at a luxury hotel in New York, and a woman is selling her ex-boyfriend's car. And they're selling all these things at very good prices. So on Never Liked It Anyway, you can get a bargain and also help someone who is going through a breakup.
Thanks, Janice. And that's all we've got time for today.